Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thanks for joining with me on the Word Podcast. We are in the 21st chapter of Revelation. We covered the first two verses in the previous episode. Let's go back and look at those again. Here's verse 1. It says this, "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth passed away, and there is no longer any sea. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, made ready as a bride adorned for her husband." So what does John see here? As we've seen all the way through Revelation, he looks and he sees another scene. He sees something else. He sees something else. New heaven, new earth. That's the only way they're described, save for this, that the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there is no longer any sea. Apparently in the new heaven and new earth, no longer any sea in the way we understand sea. Now, I didn't get into it in the previous episode, but you will read commentators here, folks, that believe that sea is metaphorical for something else, is representative for something else. And, you know, that could be true. It could be true. If there's one book that you want to be real careful of being dogmatic with, is Revelation, right? But I have a tendency to think that it's saying that there's not going to be a sea in the sense that we understand sea. And particularly in the sense that sea is expressed in the scripture. And then what else we see? A new Jerusalem. And this is just great. It's coming down from heaven. Okay, that's fine. It's coming down from heaven from God. Coming down out of heaven from God. God made it. God created it. And it is ready as a bride adorned for her husband. Now, verse 3. "And I heard a loud voice from the throne." So we've seen this several times already. A loud voice comes forth from the throne. Sometimes it's identified. Most times it just says a voice. And this voice says this, verse 3, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is among men, and he will dwell among them, and they shall be his people, and God himself will be among them," or be their God. So let me stop right there in the middle of the sentence, the end of the third verse. So this voice cries out and says, "Behold." Anytime you hear "behold," what are you thinking? Yes, drawing attention to something, okay? Everybody look here. Everybody look what this is. "Behold, the tabernacle of God is among men." Well, what is the tabernacle of God? And, you know, most time we go, it's in the context right here, the new Jerusalem's coming down, new heaven, new earth, new Jerusalem's coming down. "Behold, the tabernacle of God." And then it tells us a couple of things and tells us a little more we'll see in just a moment. That God will dwell among them, that he will tabernacle, literally is what that word dwell means, that he will tabernacle among them, and they shall be his people, and God himself will be among them. That word tabernacle, it means to dwell, and it's translated as tabernacle and as tents in the scripture, okay, habitation, a form of it. Okay, actually means the human body. It's equivalent to a tent, the human body. Okay, so it means a booth, a hut, any like covering or a shaded area is what Zodiati says. Okay, a tent or a human body. Just for me personally, when I read that earlier, I was really struck by that because right now, as true believers, the Most High God dwells within us. Now, hang with me here. Dwells within us, tabernacles within us, all the fullness of the Godhead, Father, Son, and Spirit within us. I know quite often people say, well, the Spirit, only the Spirit's within us. No, when you look at the scripture, you find out the fullness of God is there within us. Yet, a day is coming for all eternity when we will be what? The tabernacle of God is among men, and he will dwell among them, and they shall be his people. I'm wondering, if there isn't an element right here of the fact in the way that we now contain God within our body, I know sort of a gross way to express it, okay, that in the, when all eternity comes, that we will be in Him, that this tabernacling is far more than, oh, there's God over there in a corner, there's Jesus, over y'all wave at Him, that we are in Him. And I'm more inclined to think that's what's being said here because of some other things we've chased around and some other Bible studies and some stuff. But that 1 Corinthians 13 thing, that now we look at a mirror dimly, but then face to face, now we know in part, but then we will know as we are known. And I'm thinking we're going to know and experience all eternity in and through the Lord because He is literally the tabernacle. Behold, the tabernacle of God, that we are tabernacled in Him, with Him. He will dwell among us. We will be His people, and He will be among them. Then verse 4, quickly. And He, speaking of God, will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will no longer be any death. There will no longer be any mourning or crying or pain. The first things have passed away. And that first things, you know, the second you hear first things, you're thinking, okay, what's the second things, right? It literally means the idea of the previous things. That which has come before is now passed away, okay? In other words, it's a new season here. New things have come. What's the Lord going to do? He's going to wipe away every tear. People are very familiar with that verse, right? There's not going to be any more death, no longer be any mourning, no crying, no pain. Why is that? I think it's because we are literally in Him. We are literally tabernacled in Him, with Him, among Him forever and forever. Now, people quite often, you know, they'll ask questions about this and that. Well, in heaven, will we know if someone is not there? That type of thing. I think we probably will. But we're going to know in Him. We're going to know in Him. And because of that, there's not going to be any mourning. There's not going to be any crying. There's not going to be pain, no death, no tear, because we will know in and through Him. Now, verse 5. And He who sits on the throne, that's the Most High God, said, behold, I am making all things new. And He said, write, for these words are faithful and true. So He's giving the command to John, hey man, write this stuff down. But He's declaring this, I am making all things new. He didn't say, hey, I've wiped the slate clean, and I'm going to start all over. No, He didn't say, hey, I annihilated and eradicated everything, and I'm going to make something different. No, He's making all things new. It's a new heaven. It's a new earth. It's a new Jerusalem. You still had heaven, earth, Jerusalem. God Himself is making all things new. It's actually very exciting, is it not, folks? You know, sometimes with the trials and tribulations that we face from day to day, we wonder, but oh, what we have awaiting us in the very near future, right? Well, again, I'm Dale. Thank you for your time. I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.